to Just a Minute. Once more, it's my pleasure to welcome four exciting, distinguished players of the game today who are going to display their verbal ingenuity and dexterity as they speak on the subject that I give them, and they try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. First of all, let me welcome from Albert Square, Wendy Richard, a stalwart of Just a Minute beside her, Peter Jones, and on my left, the comedian and wordsmith, Pam Ayres, and beside her, that lovely comedian, Linda Smith. Please welcome all four of them. According to how successful their challenges are. And we begin the show with Wendy Richard, and who better? Wendy, the subject, Yorkshire pudding. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
I make a brilliant Yorkshire pudding. Now, the secret of the batter is to make it the night before, then put it in the fridge. You then remove it and place it under a tap. A squirt of cold water beats the mixture.
And Linda, you've challenged.
Perhaps a bit harsh, but hesitation?
No, I think that was hesitation. She did pause long enough to be interpreted as hesitation. So
it's going to be like that then, is it, Linda?
I don't want to mess with you, Wendy. I know you've got family. I might Linda. Just leave it.
Right. On. It's not Albert Square now. Leave it out. Leave it out. It's family. Right. Now then, Linda Smith had a correct challenge, so she gets a point for that, and she takes over the subject, which is Yorkshire pudding, and she has 47 seconds available, starting now.
Yorkshire pudding, to me, is the kind of British pizza, only without the toppings and with gravy, so not really at all like that Italian snack that I've described at all. I once tried to make a Yorkshire pudding, and it wasn't a total success, to be honest. Rather than light and fluffy like a little cloud, it was rather like sort of some sort of matting or athletic.
You have challenged Wendy.
I think there was a hesitation.
No, there was no
may
hesitation.
Have been, may
she
have
kept
been.
Going with aplomb, I thought. But she did repeat rather like, which nobody spotted. So let's carry on. It was an incorrect challenge.
Oh, well,
so
tell her, Nicholas, why don't you? Point it out.
No, sometimes you'll be surprised. I get letters from people saying, did you know they repeated something? Why didn't you tell them? So I've told them now. So you have a
I still think she hesitated.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Apart from that, I was giving you the secrets of making a good Yorkshire pudding, and she's ruined it. Now you'll not hear the end of it.
Oh.
There'll be thousands of people out there wanting to know how to make a perfect Yorkshire pudding, and now you will never know.
Well, all you have to do is to write to Wendy Richards, said, please give me your recipe. You will now get 7,000 requests and have to reply to them all, Wendy. She had an incorrect challenge, so she gets a point for an incorrect challenge. She keeps the subject, that is Linda Smith, and she has 27 seconds starting now.
Quite frankly, I wish I'd never raised the subject of Yorkshire puddings. I'd no idea it would be so contentious. I thought it was just some little rather leathery and not very appealing.
Peter Jones, your challenge.
Well, she did say thought twice.
She did say thought twice.
Yes.
And that is repetition. So, Peter, you have a correct challenge, and you have the subject of Yorkshire pudding, and you have 19 seconds to take it over, starting now.
The secret is to let the meat drip onto the pudding beneath it in the oven. And there's a grid, you see, which will hold the joint up. And then there's this mass of whatever it was that Wendy described.
Wendy, you challenged.
I think we're hesitating a bit there.
We are hesitating a bit there, yes. Yes, he was trying to recapture his Yorkshire pudding, didn't quite get that. Wendy, a correct challenge, you see, you've got in. You can finish your recipe. You have 6 seconds. Can you do it in 6 seconds?
Keep the butter.
Wait a minute. Peter, I give you a bonus point because the audience dubbed it so much, but I actually hadn't said the magic word start now, because that's when they start the clock. So actually, Wendy hadn't hesitated. But we give you a bonus point because we enjoyed it. Right, but Wendy, you still had Yorkshire pudding. You have 6 seconds starting now.
Mix the batter up quickly. Pop it in a tin which is full of hot fat.
Speaking when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Wendy Richard, and she's taken the lead at the end of that round. And Peter Jones, will you take this round? It is wallpaper. Shall you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Really boring subject, really. But still, wallpaper is paper with a lot of designs and different colours on it, different textures.
And
yes.
When?
Do
you
we had two different.
Two different, Peter. Tell us repetition. And 53 seconds is now available for wallpaper with you, Wendy, starting now.
I am waiting for my front hall to be wallpapered. In fact, I have plenty of samples of wallpaper, but no one has come round to estimate how much wallpaper we will need. Unfortunately, while I was waiting for my companion to join me on the front doorstep leaving the house, I peeled a piece of wallpaper off the existing bit that was there, and now I have a great big white blank bit in the middle of all the pink wallpaper that is adorning the inside of my house at the moment.
Peter, your chance.
Repetition of house.
Yes, she mentioned house before. So she kept going
well,
all the different.
I could have been talking about either one.
They'll do anything to get their points, won't they? Well done, Wendy. But no, Peter, correct challenge. 21 seconds. You tell us something more about wallpaper starting now.
The word wallpaper is often used to describe innocuous kind of music which people play in some restaurants, cafes and pizza parlours and places of that kind. And I never enjoy it, and I think they only do it in order to try and drown the conversation, which is often also very tedious. That's been my experience, anyway.
So this will gain that extra point, so he's now equal in the lead with Wendy Richard, and it's Pam Eyre's turn to start. Pam, would you tell us something about hymn singing? I don't know. Are you a hymn singer?
Oh, indubitably.
That's one of your favourite words. I've seen it to you. Well, tell us something about the subject in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
Well, I have never had the kind of exultant and soaring voice which I would have liked. But nevertheless, it's always been a great source of pleasure to me to indulge in hymn singing. I attended both the village and the Sunday school in Stamford-in-the-Vale, where I was brought up, and there I had great opportunities to indulge in hymn singing. One of my favourite hymns...
Well, she did say indulge twice.
You indulge, yes.
Oh, sorry.
They indulge you for a bit, but he couldn't really go any further. And by the way, they can repeat the words on the card, as not often as they wish, but a number of times, and which Pam did very successfully there, and kept going for 29 seconds. And Peter, there are 31 left, him singing with you, and another point, of course, starting now.
Your arithmetic is incredible. Mm. 29 from 60, 31. He got it straight away like that, you know. Didn't you?
I know. Stevie, quickly, pass your pressure, press your buzzer. Yes, Pam, what was your challenge?
I don't know. What was it? Just remind me what it was.
He actually hesitated. He was deviating from hymn singing.
You hesitated and deviated from the subject of hymn singing without a doubt, Peter.
Absolutely. He didn't mention it at all, did he?
No, he didn't.
God, how quick he was.
That's amazing.
So, Pam, you got the subject of him singing back and you got a point for a correct challenge. And there are 20 seconds available starting now.
Well, one of the hymns which I particularly loved singing was the childhood one, There Is a Green Hill Far Away. However, I was always troubled and deeply perplexed to the very core by the second line, which is, without a city wall. Oh, I wondered to myself, what had happened to it?
Speaking to Whistle End, gain an extra point for doing so, and you can see that when you string words together in verse, you can also be very fluent in speaking off the top of your head on Just a Minute. Well done, Pam. Linda Smith, the next subject is flies. I don't know why they're giving it to you, but talk on the subject if you can. 60 seconds starting now.
Flies is a very versatile word. It can mean a group of flying insects, or it could mean a side order in a Chinese branch of McDonald's, as in, do you want flies with that? It can also mean the fastening on a gentleman's trousers. Now, Montague Burton's shifted an enormous amount of these articles and thus was known as the Lord of the Flies. The length and breadth south of Britain he was known to have. Of course, another meaning of the word flies is as a fishing aid when you're catching such as salmon and trout. And there was a lovely advertisement years back.
Oh. I think there's a slight hesitation yes. there. But I don't want to talk about flies because you've been so funny.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
It's in the middle of the word she sort of stumbled. We call that hesitation. So, Wendy, you've gone in on flies, which you don't want, but I'm sure you can keep going. 28 seconds are available, starting now.
Fishing flies come in a variety of designs and patterns. Their colours are really quite beautiful. Some years ago, I was staying at a tiny place up in Scotland when one of the local fishermen asked me if he could have a cutting of my hair. When I inquired why, he said to make a fly for his fishing. Remember, I said fishing all lot.
Oh, no, it's so difficult, isn't it? The idea of Wendy Richards' hair being floated to get fish out of the water. Oh, it begs disbelief, doesn't it? Yeah, I wish I hadn't said that now. It's a load of old bricks, hasn't it? Peter, flies is with you. 9 seconds are left, starting now.
They tend to hide in the rafters of old buildings during the winter and emerge in the summer and make life hell.
Jones, taking us away and getting that extra point for doing so. And he's now got a strong lead at the end of that round, just ahead of Wendy Richard. And it's also Wendy's turn to begin. Wendy, the subject is dribbling. I don't know why I've given it to you, but it's a good subject to talk about, isn't it? 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Fond of I am as an old.
I think Wendy's forgotten how to speak.
Non-starter leader.
Yeah, it's difficult when they get going. So 58 seconds are available. I'm dribbling with you, Linda, starting now.
My little dog Sparky used to be a marvellous dribbler with a football, so he was very good at dribbling, but he wasn't very good at team loyalty because he would dribble in either direction all over the pitch and he would go into one or other.
Oh, Pam, you've challenged. repetition, wasn't it?
It's me faculty, isn't it? It was repetition, without a doubt.
Not very good, she said twice, didn't she?
She said not very good twice, without
well
a doubt.
Well done, Pam. I'm glad you were listening to that.
Nothing gets past you, Pam.
Pam, yes, you have a correct challenge. Well listened, as I said before. 47 seconds, it's dribbling with you starting now.
Stanley Matthews was known as the Wizard of Dribble. It's something you do with a football where you give it little kicks and shoves, but you don't actually give it an almighty swipe and separate yourself from it. However, dribbling is normally associated with babies, and more particularly with teeth in babies, because they develop...
two babies.
We had too many babies.
Blow, yes. Okay.
Blow. Blow. Right, Wendy, correct challenge. There are 26 seconds available for dribbling starting now.
Fond as I am of animals, I do not particularly care for dogs that dribble, because dribble can mark your clothes, especially if you've gone to somebody's house wearing something new, rather smart, and the dog dribbles all over you. I've said dog twice and none of you in the room.
Did Wendy say dog twice?
She said dribbles twice, though. Right, but anyway, she's very generous. She's given it away. And Linda, you got in first. And you've got 12 seconds on dribbling starting now.
Dribbling is something that George Best was marvellous at. It almost seemed as if the ball was attached to his foot with a bit of elastic. It never seemed to leave the end of his boot because he just was dribbling all along.
And Linda's now moved forward, but she's still in third place, just behind Wendy Richard. Peter Jones is still in the lead. Pam's trailing a little. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject, oh, a nice subject, a breath of fresh air. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Well, a breath of fresh air is not much good to anybody unless they're about a yard away from the edge of the swimming pool or lake or wherever they happen to be, and they're drowning because it won't keep them going long enough. If you want to be healthy, then you've got to take drafts of fresh air over a long period of time. For instance, you could be in Blackpool and breathe deeply for up to 6 hours a day.
And you've challenged Wendy.
I think we're starting to hesitate there a wee
yes,
bit.
Yes, no, he was hesitating, no doubt about it. 36 seconds for a breath of fresh air, Wendy, starting now.
Coming up here and working with you, Nicholas, is like a breath of fresh air after all the other jobs I have to do. I find you absolutely charming, witty, considerate, a true professional, and one of the best quiz masters on television. I think you should also have your own chat show, because you're so good at dealing with the public.
Peter, you challenge.
I think poor Wendy. She's flipped her trolley.
I think you're very unkind, Peter, and I've known you for years.
Yes, I know.
I think Wendy deserved a bonus point, actually. I mean, anyway, sycophancy will get you anywhere, won't it? Wendy, I would love to give you a bonus for those kind things. All I can do is give you a lovely big thank you. And Peter, what was your challenge within the rules of Just a Minute?
I can't remember now. It's a long time ago.
You think she was deviating, do you?
Deviating is the word I was groping for, yes.
And was she deviating? I know, that's just one of these things that concerns me personally. I think I can only really put it to the audience. Audience, I'd like you to be the final judge. If you think that Wendy was deviating, then you boo. But if you think she was speaking the truth, then you all cheer for her. Will you all give your response together now? The cheers have it! And I'll meet all the booers afterwards outside. So, Wendy, they agree with you. Oh, thank you, audience, you are. And you have another point for an incorrect challenge, and you have the subject of a breath of fresh air, 16 seconds starting now.
Of course, the best breath of fresh air you could possibly get is if you're outside, in, having a breath of fresh air.
I don't really need to say, do I?
A deviation from grammar or, you know, intelligent language as we understand it. Linda, a correct challenge, 9 seconds, a breath of fresh air starting now.
A breath of fresh air is often a lovely thing, but not if you're agoraphobic, in which case it must be a nightmare to be out there in the open land.
Linda Smith, who's then speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. It's a very close contest, and Pam Ayres begins the next round. Pam, the subject we've got here for you is cloning. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
A cloning is the business of taking a small amount of genetic material and using it to create another of the same species. I often think that cloning would be a great bonus to the shepherd who is groping his way through the lambing on cold winter nights, on all fours, on the sodden straw, as he delivers the lamb and listens to its plaintive bleat.
Was it lamb?
Said lambing before.
Beg your pardon.
She said lambing before. So that was an incorrect challenge. You get a point for that.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Carry on. You've got a chance to get a breath of fresh air. So before you go on again, because you'll have another 34 seconds if you can on cloning, starting now.
The shepherd on all fours in the sodden straw, listening to the plaintive bleats of the newborn lamb and the maternal utterances of the mother. Imagine how easy it could be for him to kick off his wellies and step instead into the sterile laboratory in his spacesuit, withdraw a rack of smoking test tubes and clone up a whole new flock of whatever his heart desires. And furthermore, he wouldn't have to keep the ram. Rams being extremely cantankerous animals at the best of times and liable to dunk you in the bar.
Oh, dear me. So she went for 57 seconds and then stopped. But the others were very generous and gave a 3-second bonus. And you kept going to the whistle range. You got a bonus point for doing that. And what have you done? You have leapt forward.
Oh,
but you're still in fourth place. But you haven't played as much as the other. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Anybody can talk about cloning like that is amazing.
It was impassioned, wasn't it?
It was impassioned.
Speech about lambing.
Yes, and it came right from the heart and they loved it.
Thank you. That was good about it.
Linda Smith. Lost for words. Talk on the subject of lost for words in 60 seconds, starting now.
I have seldom been lost for words, but I've very often been lost for a decent OS map in the middle of the Yorkshire Dales, with not even a square of Kendall mittened cake to keep body and soul together, as the fog swirled about me and the heather made a eerie woo awful sort of noise, and the gathering darkness all around me, and I couldn't even see a church spire ahead of me, and thank God...
Sorry, you've been charged.
Shred of decency, someone to interrupt me.
A deviation, I think, Nicholas. Yes, I spotted it with alacrity that it was deviation.
Absolutely, well done. Yes. So you've got the subject of loss for words, which I don't think you have been, but come on, display your ability and talk on the subject. 40 seconds starting now.
I suffer from a terrifying nightmare. It is always the same. I am in a play.
Peter Jones, you're telling me.
I'm trying to avoid you repeating yourself. You say it's always the same.
What a delightful challenge, Peter.
I protest.
No, what we do here
is... said that twice.
And what we do here is we give Peter a bonus point because we enjoyed the interruption, but it was not a correct challenge when the rules are just a minute. So as you were interrupted, you get a point for that, which puts your score up. You keep the subject. You have 33 seconds still lost for words, starting now.
It is always the same. I am in a play and I have not learned the words. I have not bothered. I haven't been diligent.
Yes. Too many have not sighted.
You have nothing.
You're right.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes.
I can.
But it was a nightmare, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Yes. Wendy, correct challenge. And you have 24 seconds lost for words starting now.
Someone who is never lost for words is Nicholas Parsons. I have never known anyone have so many words in their brain floating around at the same time. Especially as they come forward.
I thought that she said at the same time twice. I may be wrong. I probably am. I am wrong. But I thought I would make my presence felt.
You've more than made your presence felt and your talent felt as well. But it was an incorrect challenge.
Oh, blow.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's any person on the show and says blow, which is it. But an incorrect challenge. So a point to you, Wendy. You keep the subject. They're lost for words. There are 13 seconds starting now.
As I said before, he's never been lost for words. Sometimes lost for an audience, but then that's another story. I myself sometimes get lost for words, even if you think you've learned...
Yes, Pam, you've challenged.
I believe Wendy said sometimes twice.
She did repeat sometimes. Yes, you listened
oh,
well.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you. Only me one good ear was working that way.
So, Pam, you've got another correct challenge, and you've cleverly got in with only 2 seconds to go. So, 2 seconds, lost for words, starting now.
My repeat.
You were lost for words! Linda's challenge with only half a second to go. Linda, you've got half a second on lost for words, starting now.
Lost for words is a...
Smith got that extra point on that occasion. It's very interesting for those interested in the score because Peter Jones, Pam Ayres and Linda Smith are all equal in second place, but just 2 points behind our leader, who is still Wendy Richard. And Wendy, it's your turn to begin. Snobs. There's a good subject to talk about. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I cannot stand snobs, although at times I think I'm a bit of a snob myself. This doesn't always show me in a very good light. It really depends whom I'm dealing with. But snobs, generally, are the biggest pain in the butt you can ever get. I was at a dog meeting recently, and one of the trainers came up to talk to me. He was so much a snob, I cannot tell you. Just because they have some highfalutin hyphen in the middle of their name doesn't give them the right to speak down to other folk. I really resented him speaking to me, and I hope he doesn't recognise my description of him if ever he watches this programme. But snobs can be the bane of anyone's life. They can go on. I wish somebody busted.
A plea for help, which was answered by Linda Smith. Linda, yes, a correct challenge. Hesitation. That's not what we interpret as hesitation. 20 seconds available for you to tell us something about snobs starting now.
The snobs I particularly dislike are wine snobs, because what happens when you go to their house is that they will offer you a thimbleful of delicious wine and then nothing more.
Pam,
wine. Wine. I thought that when this...
wine snobs, she said, and offer you a thimbleful of wine.
Well, that's not hyphenated then, wine snobs.
No, wine snobs are not hyphenated.
The word fine... No.
Only that man that Wendy met at the dog show.
That's what threw me.
Was it? So, Pam, well, listen, you've got in with 10 seconds to go on Snobs, starting now.
At a party once, a terrible, runt-like little man approached me and, fixing me with his beady eyes, he said...
So, Claire Mayers was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. And now we have three people in the lead. The three ladies, Linda, Pam and Wendy, are all 2 points ahead of Peter Jones. What's going to happen? If you're interested who's going to win, let's see, as it is Peter Jones' turn to begin. And the subject, Peter, is making mistakes. See if you don't make any as you keep going on that subject, starting now.
It's very important to make mistakes early in life, and I encourage the young to do so, because they will obviously learn from those things that happen to them, and then they won't repeat them later in life when they're old.
Pam, life. The word life?
Yes, he did repeat life. My goodness, she's getting sharp now, isn't she?
Yes.
She started off making... So, Pam, making mistakes is the subject. There are 48 seconds available, starting now.
The most catastrophic mistake I ever made myself was in agreeing to take my two teenage sons to the French Alps for a skiing holiday. I myself had never indulged in this pursuit before, and as I limp daily about my business, I often wish that I had never heard of the practice.
Well, slight hesitation.
There was a hesitation, yes. You could see her brain moving as she was searching for different words to describe the same thing. Linda, you've got in with a correct challenge. There are 24 seconds. Let's hear from you on making mistakes, starting now.
Making mistakes is a terrible thing in life when you feel that you've just made the wrong choice and you just can't go back and change it in any way, and it feels so irrevocable and you feel so doomed. And why am I...
Too
and
many feels, I
there
think.
There was too much feeling going on there.
Can there be too much feeling?
Yes. Right. So, Wendy, you have got in and still making mistakes. There are 11 seconds available, starting now.
Well, we all make mistakes and feel sorry, but we have to go on and face up to these things in life. I think every mistake we make is there to teach us a lesson.
And the show has come to a close today. The final situation was that Peter Jones, who's triumphed so many times in the past, finished just in fourth place. In second place equaled Pam Ayres and Linda Smith. But 1 point ahead of them was Wendy Richards. So today, Wendy, you're the winner. From Wendy Richards, Peter Jones, Pam Ayres, Linda Smith, and from me, Nicholas Parsons. Why, tune in the next time you play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.